Well, it's Steve Dallaire from Boulevard Brutal with the guitar player from Killswitch Engage. First of all, Joel, thanks for giving us some time through your busy schedule. It's quite an honor to have you on the phone with us.
Oh, thanks, Daniel. Thank you guys for having me as well.
So you guys are currently touring the Metal Hammer Trespass America with Trivium and many other bands. How's the tour going so far?
Well, we're only on our second show today, but the first one was great. It seems like everybody's in good spirits. I think it's going to be a really good tour. Everybody's really psyched.
And you guys seem to get along pretty well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think there's a good vibe all around, I think.
And what a year it's been for you guys with the departure of Howard Jones and welcoming back Jesse Leach to the ranks. Was it a tough period for the band? How did you react to that?
Yeah, it was good. The last year has been quite the emotional roller coaster, man. It's a little bit crazy. Obviously, things didn't work out, you know, not working out with Howard. We're kind of crazy, and everybody kind of freaked out. Like, okay, what are we going to do? Do we move on? Do we try other people? Obviously, we thought the only other person that would logically work was Jesse, but we didn't think that would, you know, that he'd want to do it. So we ended up trying some folks out. And some really great people tried out, actually, too, that made us think twice. Like, hey, you know, we should keep doing this. We should press on. And then when we found out that Jesse really wanted to do it, we're like, okay, well, let's give it a shot. And he sounded great.
And did you...
Even on Howard's songs, and it was just like hanging out with an old friend again. You know, it's awesome.
Did you ever think of breaking up, or...
I maybe if we didn't find the right guy, you know, I don't think we would have wanted to do it if it wasn't right. So,
and
I think that did cross our minds. We're really hoping that wouldn't happen now.
And before officially welcoming back Jesse to the ranks, you've done additions to find a new singer, right?
Yes, we did. We did. We tried out a lot of people. Some were closer friends. Some people we met for the first time, and not. A lot of people were really good, and that's, like I said, it kind of made us think, like, wow, this is, you know, this can be really cool and fun, and as long as we pick the right person, whoever that might be, and, but, I mean, it was Jesse just kind of came in and blew us away, and it was perfect, and it felt completely natural, so it seemed like the obvious choice.
And you didn't find anyone that could fit the bill?
Well, we had a couple other people in mind that probably would have done a really good job had Jesse not.
And
decided to come back. So.
Was Jesse tough to convince?
He actually came to us, which was unexpected, because we had about a year ago there had been some trouble with you know, Howard had some health issues and stuff, and we had asked Jesse if he'd maybe want to fill in or do some stuff, give Howard some time, and he wasn't sure he'd want to go sing Howard's songs. He wasn't sure he'd be able to do them right and all that. So we just kind of took the year off, really, and gave Howard some time. But this time around, I think when it became permanent, I think Jesse just didn't really want anybody else to get the gig. He's like, you know what? I should do that. I should suck it up and do those songs. And sure enough, he came in and he nailed them. He sounded great.
Wow. And
everybody was excited. It was great.
And speaking of doing shows with Jesse, what's the fans' reaction to when he sings the songs from the Howard Jones era?
So far, so good. Really, I think a lot of the people who have known us for a long time also know Jesse's voice from the older records, and any new fans, I think that we might be trying to pick up people who might not have heard us in the past. I think Jesse pulls it off close enough live where I'm not sure, you know, a lot of people would really know. It's kind of he does his own thing, but he still makes the songs translate like they should. You know, I'm not sure. If that makes sense, but it's a really great job with it. So.
And now that Jesse's back and you've done quite a few shows with him so far, did you start to write new songs?
Oh, yeah. We actually have a whole new record that's it's all pretty much written and mostly recorded. We still got some work to do when we get home in the fall. We're going to try to get that out as soon as possible.
And
I'm really excited about that, too.
Okay, and is Adam D producing?
Yes, Adam's been producing. I'm not sure who's going to actually mix the record yet, but Adam did all the engineering and producing.
And speaking of songwriting, what's the process for Killswitch? Do you have any, like, who's bringing the ideas? Like, how does it work?
Well, it usually varies from song to song. You know, we each tend to bring in two or three songs of our own that we kind of do on our own time, that are close to finished, and then we just run it by everybody, and people kind of, you know, put in their two cents, and we rearrange things a little bit. And then there's always at least a couple of songs that we all sit down and sort of piece together as a band, too. So, and everybody has their couple of songs that they write on their own, and then there's a few songs that we write as a whole. So, kind of a combination of everything, really.
And
usually we do the musical stuff first, instrumental stuff first, and then we'll hand it off to Jesse after that. So.
Okay. And when can we expect a new album from you guys?
Well, we're hoping before the end of the year. I'm not sure, given how busy the summer is, if that's realistic, but I think at the latest, early next year. We've been working pretty hard on it when we have time at home, so hopefully ASAP.
And are you guys usually writing on tour or just when you get back home?
Generally, I mean, obviously, people tend to play their instruments, obviously, on tour on the side and, you know, come up with riffs. They don't really officially get together and write on the road. Most of that usually happens at home. But at least for this summer, we have a lot of new material, more than enough for a new record. So I think everybody's just going to focus on the tour and then come back in the fall and just, you know, pop back into it fresh and finish things up. So
and
the record's pretty much written and ready to go. We just got to finish up the recording.
Can you give us an idea on how it's going to sound? Is it going to be like the first two albums, or is it going to be more like the Times of Grace album?
You know, it's hard to describe it. A lot of it, we're finding, I'm not sure why, but it's shaping up to be a really fast record, a lot of fast songs. And I think that's maybe just because everyone was so excited to get back into doing it after 2 years off. Everybody's really fired up, and yeah, the songs are really aggressive. So there's obviously a couple of, you know, mid-tempo, like, you know, melodic songs that we normally do, but we're all kind of surprised how the majority of it's really quick.
And, there's quite an expectation from your fans, so do you guys feel any pressure?
I guess there's always pressure, but I think we try to shut that off and just focus on making the best record we can and making something that we would enjoy and we would like to listen to, and hopefully at the end of the day, our fans will like that as well, you know?
And you guys are one of the pioneers of the new wave of American heavy metal. Did you ever think at the beginning that you would become such a huge band and be so influential?
It's kind of strange. I always find it strange when people say that still. When we started Killswitch, it was almost like a side project for everybody, and we just kind of did it on the weekends for fun. And the fact that it's turned into something that we can actually do for a career and get to play for lots of people, so that's I think it's beyond any of our expectations, and you know, we're all thankful that we've been able to do that for so long.
And speaking of Times of Grace, did you enjoy that period?
It was awesome. Yeah, I had a great time. Awesome hanging out with Jesse again. I said this before you rejoined Killswitch. That was great, and great group of guys. And Dan Glusak, guy from Long Island, and Matt Michon, who's plays for Shadows Fall as well, and so it was a really nice group of guys. We had a great time on tour, and we all enjoyed the record. You know, obviously the record is just Adam and Jesse, so we were just out there as their touring band, but it was a great experience. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully we can do that again at some point too.
But did it feel weird at the beginning to get back with him after so many years?
Yeah, it really didn't. It was very natural from the first time I jammed with those guys. The first thing we did the very first thing I did with Times of Grace probably was the weirdest thing. We had to go out to the iTunes offices out in San Jose and do an acoustic set.
Okay.
in front of like a meeting table in an office room. So that was pretty strange. But once we got past that, things were pretty normal.
So you guys must have been pretty nervous, right?
Yeah, it was weird. Like nothing I've ever done before.
Wow. And what inspired you to pick up a guitar? Was it the chicks? Was it the music?
definitely for me it was the music. I mean, I started playing piano when I was very young. I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I think by the time I was 10 or 11, I was getting into the, you know, 80s rock and metal and old, like Metallica and things like that. I realized I couldn't really do what I wanted to do on the piano anymore, so I started, you know, begging my parents for an electric guitar, and finally, I think a year later, they got me one. So.
And I guess Slayer had to do something with that also, right?
What's that?
I guess Slayer had to do something with that also, right?
Slayer? Yeah, Slayer, Testament. I always loved Slayer and Testament and old Metallica and things like that. A lot of the old thrash metal. That's kind of where I sort of learned how to play guitar and doing all that stuff.
And
as I got older, I got into, you know, classic rock and Hendrix and blues and all that stuff, and kind of tried to learn a little bit of everything, but I really got going playing old metal, so...
And let's say you've never...
I go back to for influences is usually the old metal stuff.
Okay, cool. Let's say you've never become a musician. What would you do?
I'm not really sure. Security at Walmart, who knows? No, I have no idea, man. I was when I was a younger kid, I was always into art and painting and things like that, and I kind of followed that up and, you know, into college, but at that point I was just more into the music side of things, so... Ended up, maybe graphic arts or something like that would have been a good other plan, but, you know, I'm glad it worked out with the music.
You guys are touring beasts. You're on tour pretty much all the time when you put out an album, so touring with four other guys can be sometimes pretty rough. I mean, how do you keep your sanity through that?
Beer helps. beer helps with just about everything. No, it's good. I mean, thankfully we have a really, really good crew of guys. Everybody gets along really well. And it's really, you know, we actually enjoy each other's company. We all go out to dinner and stuff and go out for beers. And, you know, on the mellow nights, people like to watch movies or whatever. It's cool. Everybody just kind of hangs out. And, you know, it takes quite a while for people to get sick of each other.
Oh, that's cool then. You're playing the heavy Montreal Festival this summer. What can we expect from Killswitch for the Montreal fans?
Hopefully a good show. Maybe some antics from Adam B. I'm not too sure. I mean, this is going to be a different... we did it last year with Times of Grace, and it was awesome. So we're really, really excited to do it this year with Killswitch and, you know, play these songs with these guys. So very psyched for that.
Any good memories from touring in Montreal? I'm
trying to think. There's one time I forget what venue we played, but I got pretty drunk with some of the guys and, you know, shaved off just the chin hair in my beard, so I kind of gave myself the Lemmy. And, man, my wife is so mad at me. But it was kind of a fond memory. I like Montreal. It's a beautiful city. It's always great to play there.
And do you prefer playing festivals or intimate crowds?
To tell you the truth, I think for me personally, I kind of like the club shows a little bit better. They're a little bit more personal, and, you know, you can see people's faces and stuff. Sometimes with a festival, there's just so many people there, it almost doesn't seem like it's people anymore. But yeah, it depends on the festival, I guess. And like I said, we have very fond memories from being in Montreal with Times of Grace doing that festival. So
and
I'm very much looking forward to it with Killswitch.
Speaking of touring, my last question, what's the craziest shit that ever happened to you on tour?
The craziest shit that ever happened on tour?
I guess there's many of them.
In the early days, I think we drove, I forget where we were. We played a show to no people. It's a long time ago. And then we drove down to Florida. It must have been a 12-hour drive from where we were. We drove all the way down there. And the actual club was flooded with shit.
Okay.
The pipes had burst, and there was, shit floating around everywhere. And the guy's like, no, just bring your stuff through the stage. I think we're going to stay out here for a while and see if it gets cleaned up. And driving 12 hours to just see a venue literally full of shit was probably the craziest shit, no pun intended.
But did you guys play the show anyway, or?
The promoter ended up canceling the show, and there were some kids outside that we hung out with, and one of them bought a T-shirt from us, and I think we went out, had a beer, and stayed at some kid's house that night. It was pretty fun.
Wow, so that was a kill shit engage show.
What's that?
That was a kill shit engage show.
Kill shit engage. Damn right, man.
Well, Joel, thanks for your time. Much appreciated. Well, we can't wait to see you at the Heavy Montreal Festival, and hopefully we'll get a chance to have a beer together.
Excellent, man. I hope so.
All right. Thanks, man.
Hey, nice to talk to you, man. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.